Hello and welcome to the CLS Market Intel call for the week of October 26, 2020. I'm Case Eichenberger, Senior Client Portfolio Manager here at CLS Investments. Joining me today is CLS's Chief Investment Officer, Mark Pfeffer. To get us started, Mark will review what happened in the markets last week and what we should be looking forward to in this upcoming week. Mark, take it away.
Thanks, Case. Good morning, everyone. Hope everyone had a nice weekend. Last week, U.S. stocks ended lower after getting whipsawed back and forth over the stimulus uncertainty. Market moves were also driven by increasing COVID-19 cases and earnings reports, and we're seeing that play out again this morning. For the week, the S&P declined about 0.5%. The Dow dropped about 1%, same thing along with tech stocks. And value stocks significantly outperformed as interest rates moved up. We did see bank stocks outperform last week. European stocks also eked out a small gain. Emerging market stocks were really the big winner. They were up more than 1%. And commodities were higher on the week overall, in spite of oil dropping more than 3%. And again, we're seeing a further drop this morning. Bond yields rose as the 10-year Treasury climbed to its highest level that we saw in about 4 months, signaling that the market may be suggesting more positive outlook to economic growth next year, regardless of the election outcome. This week, we'll have about 40% of the S&P companies reporting earnings. And important economic data that we're going to see will include consumer confidence tomorrow, third quarter GDP on Wednesday, personal income and spending on Friday. Have a good week, everyone. I'll turn it back over to Case.
All right. Thank you, Mark. Now on to the commentary. This week's write-up was done by CLS Associate Portfolio Manager Michael Haddon. In the first section, Michael dives into really a forgotten market this year, and I would say more of the last few years as well. He talks about Japan in this first section, which is, you know, nearly 6% of the global economy. It's about 7% of the global stock market, and it is 25% of the developed international stock market. He does note there are several negatives when investing in Japan, looking at negative interest rates, aging demographics, persistently low GDP has been areas to avoid for Japan. But there are also some positives, as he writes, really good valuation, trading cheaply currently to historical averages, and some technical patterns here recently that we notice short-term market movements have been trending higher. There also is expectation for higher forward growth, and its sector makeup is another positive. Definitely has more to the technology sector than other developed international companies do currently. Really good write-up on Japan in the first section. And then in the final section, he writes more on innovation and the innovation theme here in 2020, kind of the word of the year. This pandemic has led to lots of disruptions and changes. Obviously, as we know, we're all, a lot of us working from home, working towards a record time to get a vaccination out. Online retail growth has been drastically huge and improved. But there are some other opportunities as well, looking at green energy, online retail, as he mentions, and cryptocurrencies. So for more look at those topics, I definitely encourage you to read this week's Weekly 3, where there may be opportunities in our markets. And that was the CLS Market Intel call for the week of October 26, 2020. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you again next week.